So, what does this event mean to Saskatoon and Saskatchewan?
This event, Masters National Championship, means a lot to Saskatoon and to the province. We have a large group of master swimmers across the province from multiple different clubs, but even bigger and further to that, it's been almost a decade since Saskatoon's been able to host a national event, and this is just a refresher as to how do we do that and what do we do, and just kind of reopens the stage to showing what Saskatchewan and what Saskatoon really can offer at a national level, and encourage more people to get involved in master swimming. It's not just for retired or swimmers that have aged out of, say, the age category. Master swimming is for everybody, new or seasoned swimmers.
So with that, what would make this event so unique or different than maybe other swimming events? Just the variety of swimmers that's taking part?
I would say the uniqueness would immediately come to the age groups we're looking at, right? As young as 18 to as old as you can still be. So I have been a part of other more local style masters meets, and when I see an 82-year-old that can get in the water and pull off things that I cannot do, all I can think of is if I'm at 82, I'd like to be able to do the same. It's very inspiring. And it's very encouraging to still see all ages still getting out and being involved in a sport that they love that also comes with a unique friendship component and opportunity just to kind of get out of a social bubble and to do something different, stay active in life.
And go ahead.
So what does this also mean to the Saskatoon swimming community and for your program from each age group? Like from six, right?
So we have what we call the Junior Goldfins, and that is for swimmers that are being introduced to the sport fairly young, usually between 4 and 5 years old, and then competitive stream comes after that. Swimmers can be fairly young into that program as well. It kind of just depends on where they start and how they want to get involved in the organization and in swimming in general. And then that takes them age group, goes to the age of 17. We also have within that varsity swimmers and other, I'll say, over 18-year-old swimmers that once they finish the programming that they're involved in, they, you know, masters is kind of a next eligible item to stay fit for life.
It's kind of going back to the uniqueness of this event, that it's still a competition, but that's not really the end goal. You know, everyone's out here still having fun. Does that kind of add to the uniqueness of...
It does add to the uniqueness because it is still a competition, right? There is still potential record breakers. There's still individuals that want to not just prove to themselves, but prove to the world that, you know, new numbers can be set, not unlike what we see at, say, Olympics or anything like that. Things can change and things can improve. What we also see is there is that camaraderie, there's that fun element. This is an event that isn't going to go till 8 or 9 o'clock tonight or over the weekend, but there's still downtime after to enjoy the city, to enjoy time with other clubs and with other individuals that you only see, you know, a handful of times throughout the year.
With this event, are you hoping that this will kind of kickstart more events like this and swimming to be hosted in Saskatoon or within the province?
The goal is always within the province. Of course, I want to see it grow in Saskatoon. And we do know that even just with this coming up, we've had more masters individuals join into the program and want to be involved and want to see that. We also know that hosting any type of a swim meet locally that's at a national level is going to open the door for individuals just to see what else swimming can do, and it's not just get in the water and go end to end. There's a fun component to it as well.